again this year. Grab your tickets now at www.petpay and catch the action live on SuperSport and the Hasbro Facebook page. One match, one champion, be there. Your story matters. Hasbro.
The Hasbro. Catholic priests, aided governments to sort ignoring citizens on key decisions. Treasury will release a 17.8 billion kwacha in April to boost services in Ukraine. And global news handles a mighty vow to show support after beleaguered armies. Good evening, my name is Daniel, and thank you for joining me. Catholic priest Father Agustin says it is unfortunate that government has allegedly stopped listening to the people of key decisions in place making. Furthermore, tells Phoenix News that the uncompromising stance taken by government on various matters, including the proposed constitutional amendment, must be denounced by citizens and stakeholders. He has also condemned the pushing of more than 70 bills in Parliament just days before the dissolution of the National Assembly, describing the measure as insane. Furthermore, says leaders must begin listening to the wishes and concerns of the majority of Zambians instead of forcing through decisions without wider consultation. He has since urged governments to embrace the dialogue and ensure national matters are handled in a transparent and inclusive manner.
Now look what is happening. Well, if enough that we had the 7 days post on Azambia, now today we are seeing what has never been seen before this time. That one who wants to stay in power for long, we are seeing what is going on.
The Ministry of Finance and National Planning in April 2026 released 17.8 billion kwacha to support public service delivery, sustain economic recovery efforts, assist vulnerable households, and continue implementing critical infrastructure and development programs across the country. According to the Ministry, the April 2026 treasury releases continue to reflect government's commitment to fiscal discipline, debt sustainability, macroeconomic stability, and the steady implementation of the 2026 national budget as Zambia transitions from a period of economic stabilization towards stronger growth, increased private sector activity, productivity expansion, and job creation. Out of the total amount of these 6.6 billion kwacha went towards the public service ratio, 2.4 billion kwacha supported by debt service and dismantling of arrears, 4 billion kwacha financed trade transfers, subsidies, and social benefits, 3.1 billion kwacha supported government programs and operations, while 1.7 billion kwacha financed capital expenditure and infrastructure development. Under debt and other liabilities, the Ministry of Finance and National Planning released 2.4 billion kwacha, including 2 billion kwacha for domestic debt service, 153 million kwacha for external debt obligations, and 300 million kwacha for dismantling domestic arrears owed to suppliers and service providers. To support vulnerable citizens and inclusive national development, 4 billion kwacha was released under transfers, subsidies, and social benefits. These included 1.4 billion kwacha for the social cash transfer program, 1 billion kwacha for the constituency development fund, CDF, 700 million kwacha to dismantle arrears owed to suppliers under the farmer input support program, FIP, 570 million kwacha for grant aid institutions, including universities, 100 million kwacha for pension obligations under the local authority superannuation fund. The treasury also released 3.1 billion kwacha to support operations and implementation of programs across public institutions, which included 1.2 billion kwacha for operation requirements across ministries, 350 million kwacha for procurement of drugs and medical supplies, and 95 million kwacha to support the recognition of gender discrimination enterprise and settlement of voter registration arrears. Meanwhile, 1.7 billion pressure was released toward infrastructure and capital projects, and reflecting on the April 2026 budget release, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stephen Kinsey Twyman said the monthly treasury releases continue to demonstrate how government is steadily repositioning public finances towards stability, credibility, productivity, and long-term economic transformation. This is according to a statement issued by the Ministry of Finance and National Planning. Chief Sub-Minister of the Lusayana District and the President has strongly condemned all forms of political violence as traditional leaders continue calling for peace and unity ahead of the August general elections. Speaking to Phoenix News in an interview, the traditional leader said elections should not divide communities, stressing that every political player must be allowed to campaign freely and interact with the electorate without intimidation or fear. Chief Lumpur says Zambia's democracy can only thrive when citizens embrace tolerance, mutual respect, and peaceful coexisting with governments regardless of a political affiliation. He said that age political parties are youth and supporters to prioritize unity before, during, and after the elections, warning that violence has the potential to disrupt development and destabilize communities. As Chief Lumpur has called on residents of Lusayana and the nation at large to safeguard the country's peace by rejecting hate speech, provocation, and any acts likely to fuel conflict as the country heads towards the August polls.
For the ages in, we are very glad to be here. During this school, we have asked for any political partners because we are young Zambia and the nation. And we are funded. You will find we have other political parties. Lala, this one, also the other political parties. There are also other family members. So I feel no reason to start fighting, to start fighting sooner. What we are there, we need to defend this country. Additional leadership is to position. During this video, let's go to the stage. And campaign freely with our faith.
Government says no Zambian citizen residing in South Africa has been affected by the ongoing xenophobic attacks on that country as of May 6th, 2026. Acting Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Princess Kasuna, says as of May 6th, 2026, 8,223 Zambian citizens were residing in South Africa, out of which 277 are students. Ms. Kasuna was responding to a question from a panel member of Parliament Binyong who wanted to know approximately how many Zambians there were in South Africa, what the major government is taking to ensure the safety and well-being of Zambian citizens in view of the ongoing anti-immigrant protests in South Africa, and whether any Zambian citizens were affected by the disturbances as of Wednesday, 6th May 2026. Ms. Kasuna has assured that government has put in place the contingency measures and is in touch with the Zambian Embassy in South Africa in an effort to safeguard the well-being of Zambian citizens. She says that reveals that the embassy is in touch with the Zambians who are in hotspot areas where the attacks are taking place for possible evacuation in an event the situation deteriorates further.
It should be noted that the ministry, through diplomatic and regional cooperation mechanisms, has continued to support efforts aimed at promoting peace, coexistence, the pan-African spirit of solidarity, protection of government, foreign, national, and adherence to regional and international obligations relating to the safety and indeed the dignity of all the migrants. Lastly, Madam Speaker, and indeed to the public, whether any Zambians were affected by the disturbances as of Wednesday, 6th May 2026, and indeed ongoing.